Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches. DPLC Productions.
Making women's gestures like,
Let's go, champ.
It's the champ. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, with an immediate reaction show. Oh, my God. Carl Frampton, Leo Santa Cruz, they did it again. A magnificent fight. This time, Leo makes all the adjustments necessary. Comes away with the victory. I know a lot of people were nervous whether or not Leo was actually going to be able to get it once we heard that draw scorecard. But you know the number, 1-425-569-5241. If you want to talk, press 1. International callers, call us at Nesta Gibbs on Skype. It's time to talk some boxing. What an amazing night of fights. This is a great, great main event. Carl Frampton with his slickness. The way he was getting inside on Leo Santa Cruz with that body movement, that lateral movement. But Cruz, man, made those adjustments, taking a step backwards. A lot of us never suspected that Cruz would have the ability that he did. I mean, I used words like a smaller version of Margarito, and boy, did he teach us that we were totally, totally wrong, man. He definitely used the jab and landed so many of them. The jab was really the key to offset Frampton. Even though Frampton was doing great work with his feet, cutting the distance off well, but his height and his shorter reach finally caught up to him. And Leo finally was able to use his height and distance properly so that it could be an advantage to him. But without further ado, we know that Sunday's Crow Day, but hey, man, if I'm going to be here, I might as well eat my plate of crow. I picked Frampton thinking that he would be, you know, too much for Leo, coming off of the confidence, already having a look at Leo. Leo totally impressing me by, like I said, being able to just switch it up, change gears, man, and really give a different look. Oh, wow. It was just a really good fight, man, back and forth. And it smells like a trilogy. I mean, you know, Carl is saying let's do it in Belfast. At least Leo is saying that he's a man of his word and he's going to give up that rematch. Because, you know, listen, at the end of the day, Carl Frampton gave him a shot back at that title. But this is great. I don't think that there could have been a better outcome. I know that most would have wanted Carl to win. I mean, I picked Carl to win, but this is good for boxing. This is a new trilogy, something new, you know? So it's like, oh, Belichick whooped that ass? I told you guys. I didn't even see that one. I got it on DVR. Oh, my God. See, I told you. I should have went with it, but I didn't think the jump was good enough, man. That was the last fight I seen of Belichick. Oh, man, you see? And somebody, I wonder who was it that said Francisco Vargas got skills. I got to see that before I talk. But fight that did have skills, high-level skills, was this fight with the Jackal and Leo Santa Cruz, man. There was barely any clinching, barely any type of illegal, you know, tactics. It was just good, clean boxing from the two. But Leo just doing the better work, using his range, being patient. You know, normally we see Leo darting in off balance. Today he was so patient. It was really a thing of beauty to watch. I mean, I still loved everything that Carl did. I mean, his body. And his foot movement, his lateral body movement, you know, the way that he was using the up jab, the uppercut that was landing all night. It was just a good ass fight, you know. Cruz won the fight hands down. I don't think that there's a debate, you know, outside of the one judge that had it. I heard he scored it from the third round. I think he gave them all to Carl after the third. So, you know, that's a little weird. But overall, a very, very good night of boxing. Very good main event. You know, again, I don't think that we could have asked for a better ending. This way we get a trilogy. These men have something to look forward to. We're going to jump out to some calls. We're going to go to the D.C. area, 202. Talk to me. Immediate reaction. Cruz evens the scorecard.
Oh, man, I told y'all in the call last week it was a simple adjustment. He's going to take an extra half a step forward or backwards. He's going to keep that jab in his face. And Frampton was too small. Leo kept leaning down too far the first fight. He kept changing his height too much, coming in his wheelhouse with the combinations. He stayed tall the time. And it was, and for real, I ain't have it as close as the, I had him up by like 3 or 4 rounds. I thought it was not easy work because it was a good fight, but I'm just saying it was easy in the sense of, I never really got the sense Santa Cruz had lost control of the fight since the beginning of the fight. But a good fight. But I kind of knew with that. Went home and watched Burnshaw the other day after I picked Vargas. Although I still didn't think he should be able to beat Vargas, he fought good. You know what I'm saying? He's a little dangerous dude. But anybody at 130 will kind of get him because he leaves them arms out there for a minute. But good fight. I'll take my crow for Burnshaw and Vargas. But everybody else was good money.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. It sure was good money, man. I'm telling you, what a great fight. You were right, too. I remember you saying that he was going to take that half step back, man. But I don't know. I don't know. There was something on Santa Cruz, man. It was he was very determined. And so was Carl, for that matter. He was trying everything. It just wasn't his night. You know what I mean? We're going to 267. 267, you're live on the Boxing Voice. Immediate reaction, Carl Frampton, Leo Santa Cruz.
Oh, man, that was a great fight, man. I feel like Leo made the adjustment from the first fight. And I got to believe what he was saying, that, you know, his dad having cancer really messed him up. Didn't have him concentrated. In this fight, I thought Carl was a little bit too overconfident. He was waiting for Leo to come in and just brawl with him, but he just wouldn't do it. And Leo stayed disciplined, just boxed him, hit him to the body, slowed him down. But it was a great fight, man. I would love to see the trilogy. I don't think it's going to be in Belfast like Carl wants. That's not going to happen. But, yeah, I would love to see the fight. It was a great fight. Also, got to talk about Mikey. Mikey definitely stole the night. Maybe. I mean, he put 135 and possibly 140 on alert. That's all I got to say.
Good call, brother. Thanks for calling in. Remember the phone lines, 1-425-569-5241. Looking for your immediate reaction. What did you think of this great fight between Leo Santa Cruz and the Jackal, Carl Frampton, the rematch? 256, you're up. You're live on the Boxing Voice. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Yo, this Bo from Bama, man. I call one time previous. But I get my first time call on another show other than the immediate reaction. The Carl Frampton Leo Santa Cruz fight was lit. I feel in the fourth round, I actually feel there was a knockdown because Carl Frampton definitely got hit with that hook. And within a second, he was down on his behind. So I feel there was a knockdown. After watching that fight, I immediately turned to the Vargas fight. Vargas took that L. You called it, Ness. You said to watch that footage of the other guy, Berchelt, or whatever his name was. You definitely called it. He's a good fighter. Apparently, I got to watch the whole fight. I'm going to check that out probably tomorrow. It's getting late now. Mikey Garcia, third round knockout. That looked pretty good. I mean, it looked damn good, actually. Let me get that correct. Another guy that I like to see, David Benavidez. He very impressive, super middleweight. I like watching him. And I think the 130 class with Vargas and Tevin Farmer and Javante Davis, Lomachenko, Salido, Jason Sosa, Nicholas Walters, man, they definitely coming up. That's all. That's my call, man. I have a lot. That's all.
Check. All right, all right. Well, Bo, thanks for calling in from Bama. I'll be there Monday. We're going to go see the heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder. If you want your questions asked to the champ of the world, head on over to Patreon. Drop your questions in the post. Looks like my co-host decided to show up. Let's get his takes.
What's up, man? Yeah, I just want to say I saw a fight, too.
Stay focused. Stay working my dad.
I saw a fight, too.
I think you accurate.
Yes, you heard the intro. I saw the fight, too. It was impressive in a close fight. I was very impressed by Leo Santa Cruz, who came in there just jabbing away, zapping away with the jabs, as everybody saw. And, I actually, if I was in Vegas, I probably would have betted against him. But my heart was, or my head, I don't know, which one is the bad one? Like, yo, you're using your heart, not your head. Well, I was using the opposite of the smart one, picking Santa Cruz by my heart. And he won, so I'm happy about him. He made the shorter guy look short. He fought like a tall guy. He used the jab. He landed first. He landed last. And there were a couple close rounds, and I might have given like four rounds to Frampton. But Leo Santa Cruz, trilogy, I think he'll do it again because he knows how to use his height now.
Yeah, I mean, other than maybe like a Gary Russell, if they're all in the same division, I don't think anything else makes sense except for them to, you know, go right back in it with each other. Is that something that you want to see, an immediate trilogy?
Frampton deserves a rematch because Frampton gave Santa Cruz the rematch. So I it would kind of be disrespectful if he doesn't, in my opinion. But it should happen just for the respect for Frampton. He was fight of the year. He gave it. He could have moved on. I'm like, yo, I already won. I'll move on and fight Gary Russell, right? I think they should have it again. The trilogy, indeed, action packed fight, and it produced the boxing entertainment that we all itch for when there is no boxing. So yeah, he should do the rematch.
You know, there were a lot of people when Frampton beat Santa Cruz that said, you know, Santa Cruz had never beaten anybody, that his best win was Abner Mares, and Abner Mares was on the way out. And look what's happened in the beginning of 2017. Mares is already a champion again, and Leo, who everyone after one loss to Frampton said, you know, he was never good, has avenged that loss now. So, you know, just goes to show that us boxing fans can be very fickle, but we need to just relax because things get good. We're going to go all the way out to California. 323, talk to me.
Hey, man, this is Santiago.
Santiago, what's going on? You over there in a fight party, huh?
Oh, yeah, you could imagine, man. It was a hell of a fight. It was a hell of an atmosphere. I'm eating crow tomorrow, but I don't give a fuck. I had myself a great night tonight. It was a great fight. Santa Cruz finally figured out how to use his height and reach his advantage. Was able to avenge his own loss. And I look forward to the trilogy if they ever make it. I hope to God they do. Honestly, I'm just looking forward to calling you tomorrow. I don't really have much to say for right now. I hope you guys have a pleasant night tonight.
Well, all right, Santiago, man. Keep partying. Santiago's over there having a great time.
Hey, Ness, what? I mean, maybe a caller could also answer this. The flick of the wrist, like, what's that? Is that a feint or is that just like the jitter?
Nah, that's one of his tells. He's just got like, you know, it's in Spanish, it's called como una manía. I don't know how you say it in English.
I know what you mean. A manía is
a habit. Yeah. And it's a bad habit because, you know, someone can time it, but I mean, fuck, Carl Frampton has great timing. And he wasn't able to do it, but
I don't think you could time it because he does one at a time. He doesn't do them simultaneously. He does it out of order. There's no order in doing it. It was just like he does two, he does one, he does the left, and then he just goes in.
Well, let me get out to my pound for pounder here, KVT. Talk to me, KVT. KVT, you're on mute. Unmute yourself. Hello.
What'd you score it, Mess? Did you have it the same as Farhood?
I didn't score it round by round, man. I was making sure I was preparing myself for this so that we could give the people the immediate reaction. Remember, the number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 if you want to talk. If you want to call internationally for free, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. We're going to go.
One more thing. Can I mention, just so that all the listeners right now know, that the TBV Appreciation Night is brewing.
Is it definitely brewing? I mean, we got a crazy amount of, you know, guests that are already confirmed and coming real quick. I'll just you know, screen share one small picture that we have with just a few of them that will be in the building. You know, Joan Guzman, you know, former WBO champion, unified really in the 100 division. You just call him Mike, little Mike Tyson used to call him. Tevin Farmer will be there. Strength and conditioning of Danny Garcia will be there. A couple of people from the corner. Obviously, Matt will be there as well. Both Solomon King, Joan Guzman, I mean, not Joan, but Jonathan Guzman and Javier Fortuna. Michael Perez will also be in the building. Austin Trout, Jason Sosa. Puerto Rican Jason Sosa will also be in the building. Willie Monroe Jr., Ellie Setback, Zachary Ochoa, Coach Kelly Richardson, Coach Chino, which is the coach of Tevin Farmer and Jason Sosa, and also Victor Padillas. Victor Padillas will be there as well. Tom Velasquez, the, you know, father trainer of TJ Velasquez, who is the first Swift promotion signed fighter. So those are just a few names. They're all also Brian Jennings, the heavyweight, just confirmed with me as well. So it's going to be,
you know,
impact.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you know, it's possible because Ellie Setback does run with Mikey Garcia, and Mikey Garcia's name was brought up against, like, how would he do against a Terrence Crawford, against a Danny Garcia? So, you know, he may be scouting that weekend or just be a spectator at the Barclay.
You never know. But Monsterpiece is in contact, actually, with Crawford and the trainer. They are, you know, letting her know in terms of travel plans. But let's get out to some calls. We chopped it up enough. We're going to go to 224. You're live on The Boxing Voice. But if you want to get those RSVP tickets, it's theboxingvoice.com/reunion to be part of the TBV Appreciation Night. Hashtag TBV Appreciation Night, so you can check out all the videos and everything.
And it's going to be in Soho, New York City. Beautiful venue. Beautiful, beautiful open bar. And you're going to have a time of your life. You will not regret it. Food, liquor, entertainment, and the boxers. Brought to you by
awards
brought to you by The Boxing Voice. So make sure you get it.
224, you're live. Who's this?
It's your boy Mello, man. Yeah.
Mello, what's going on, man? Brother?
Great fight night, man. Y'all just broke my heart, and that's not only people who are gonna be at the appreciation day. I ain't gonna make it out, man. I ain't been able to call on Thursday. My son just started boxing, so we're going 100% with that, man, full force. So I ain't going to be making it out, but hopefully it's a good fight in the summer. Y'all have another appreciation date later on in the year, and I can make it that one.
Well, tell anybody that you know that's coming to
the fight, man.
They should come join us.
Okay.
I said, let any of your friends know who are coming to the city to watch the fight to join us. Let them know where they get the tickets.
I got you. TheVoxingVoice.com. I'm going to put that out there. Pre-promo. But as far as the fight, great fight, man. Great adjustments by Leo Santa Cruz. He definitely used his jab better, used his distance, used his timing. What I was really impressed with, that he was able to change angles a lot. And when they was on the inside fighting, he was able to dig some good body shots in there. And he stayed poised throughout the night. So great fight, man. He stepped up by Mikey Garcia. Looked very impressive, better than I thought. I really didn't know the other guys, the teaching them too well. But Mikey got him out of there with an impressive knockout, man. I look forward to seeing him in big fights. 135 against, man, if he's going to be on the PBC side, I like to see him against, like, Easter Jr. That'll be a great fight. He's going to fight Linares. But great night of boxing, man. I was impressed by Leo Santa Cruz making adjustments. I like to see a trilogy right away. I don't like in-between fights. Like, you know, to be legends and real classic fights like that, you got to go right into the third fight, be the next fight. That's my call for the night. Shout out Boxing Voice. BoxingVoice.com for your RSVP on the tickets. NY Soho, March 4th, Keith Thurman, Danny Garcia.
Shout out. It is actually TheBoxingVoice.com/reunion. But, yeah, man, those are just a few names. That is the perk of having our private venue. It's going to be amazing. I'm telling you. Listen, there's so many other people that I'm just talking to and we're seeing. Dominic Brazil, Gerald Washington, Alantes Fox, Makai Fox, you know, the professor. It's a few people, man. You know, a couple of people waiting on fights. But we're definitely going to pack the house this time around. We're going to have some live entertainment, you know. We're going to have a special performance. 832, you're live on TBV. Talk to me.
Yeah, hello?
What's going on, brother? Talk to me. What did you think about this rematch that now turns into a trilogy?
Man, you know, I was listening to the previous show earlier this morning at work, and I just can't wait for tomorrow. So all these dudes talking about Santa Cruz don't got it. Santa Cruz lost it. He has nothing new to offer. I just want to see him take their pro, you know? And also, where's Matt?
He went to a fight party with Santiago and Info Joe, man.
Nah, he's just ducking that Marky Garcia stuff, man. Still so confident talking about Marky Garcia was going to lose. What happened? He doesn't want to hear it right now.
He'll be here Sunday for sure, brother. Crow Day is Sunday.
Tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir. Well, today already.
Later
just
on.
Just a little later.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, man, I was just, you know, it was a great fight. I like all the fights, actually. It was very entertaining. And I don't know. I'm very excited to see what's going to happen on a third fight. And I'm very excited to see what Mikey's going to do in the future. You know, he showed dominance. And it was very exciting. Kind of worried, too, for Slatikainen.
Yeah, that was a devastating shot. Common. All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. A casual fan, I mean, who's going to be the favorite? Who's the A-side in the next fight now? Because it's like, can now Carl learn something and adjust?
I mean, it's going to have to be try to aim for a knockout because he's not getting inside. It looks like the jab was frustrating. He needs to, I don't know, man. Leo learned something that I don't think you can take away from him. And it's that height and that length, and he used it. And he when the phone booth, when Frampton closed up and made it a phone booth, Leo still underneath landed uppercuts or landed serious body shots. I don't know what Frampton can do, man. He needs a whole new game plan. I actually think he shouldn't take a rematch.
What? You bugging.
I mean, I want the rematch, the third fight, because it's only right. He gave it to him and vice versa. He should repay him. But
yo, what if Leo just be like, yo, I want Rigondeaux next? KVT on Skype, talk to me pound for pound. What's going on? You got that mic situated or you just listening?
Listen, Frampton, maybe.
I guess he's just listening.
I think the odds will be against Frampton the next fight.
Well, let's see what the odds are for 917. You're up. Who's this? New York City, talk to me.
This is Cosby.
Cosby, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, long time, man.
Hey, what's going on, dude? Yeah, I've been pretty busy. By the way, guys, if you're watching on smart TVs, go on your cell phones and stuff or whatever. Give it a thumbs up. But anyway, this fight to me was like, you know, I was thinking about it, and like, it kind of reminded me of the Golovkin Lemieux fight. You know, everybody's thinking, oh, if he's going to come and it's going to be a slugfest. And he was like, no. I'm just going to jab you. I'm going to box you. I'm going to win on the cards. Except Golovkin knocked him out, but it was the same thing. You know, and I loved when this guy, Santa Cruz, was talking about, like, I just wanted a fight, but I was like, no, hold back, box. Hold back, box, box. And, you know, my thing is, you know, what I like about these guys is they give the immediate rematch. They're not like Ward, you know, dancing around and trying to avoid the rematch. They're like, we're going to do the rematch. Now, do you guys think that Santa Cruz will agree to go to freaking Belfast?
I don't know. You know, so I don't know.
I'm like,
I don't know if they'll let him do that. But I mean, I think that giving the rematch is enough. I don't think he needs to give the rematch and home court advantage. That would be stupid of him because he won, so he's the A side now. Listen, I'm going to get to some other callers. Yeah. Guys, by this isn't a media reaction show, brother. Thank you for calling in. We're going from New York City to the 302. But before I do, Enrique, do you know that we're going to be doing some giveaways as well?
Yes, we are giving away. You have those items on list?
I mean, we're obviously going to be giving away shirts as always, but we will have some products and awards. But in order to get some of those, I guess, prizes, we're gonna see who has talent, man. We're going to have one of the coaches in there hold the pads with one of our listeners, see who could throw the right left hook. Maybe that way they could get a shirt or win a shirt for one of their lady friends or something like that. Or the belt. Oh, wow. Look at Enrique being a big spender. 615, you're up. Who's this? 615, you're up.
Going once. 615. Going twice. 615. Three times. 615. Do we pass?
832, you're up.
832 on demand. I'm sorry. Immediate reaction. Carl Frampton versus Leo Santa Cruz. Do we get a trilogy?
Yeah, man. I mean, I swear to God, casual. I don't know. Yo, who'd you watch the fight with?
Yo, you know what it is? I went, got a haircut. As soon as I came in the house, I had like turned the television on, and immediately I saw Mikey Garcia walking out the ring, and I'm just tuning in. So I'm like, is he walking in, out? And it was over. He had no gloves on. So I'm like, oh shit, he's walking out. So I didn't see that fight. I just sat down, watched that fight. Me, Maxito, and Enrique.
Let me get to KVT. Talk to me, pound for pound, about time.
Hey, bro, can you hear me?
Now we can.
Oh, shit.
No, sound like a Frampton fan. And it's,
hey?
Sound like a Frampton fan.
No. Oh, no. Yeah. I am. I got to take that crap.
Not today, tomorrow. I really meant a Frampton picker. You picked him because I'm a friend.
Yeah, I picked him. I thought he'd do the same thing that he did last time. But Santa Cruz, showed that he had some boxing smarts. So he kept his range. Everyone's pretty much said what I wanted to say. But fuck, that Garcia was awesome, eh? Damn, I thought he was dead. You know. As harsh as that sound, it looked like that on the ground when he was laying there.
Did you score? But, did you score the fight?
Yeah, I scored the Frampton fight, you mean?
Frampton.
I scored a 116-112 for Santa Cruz.
Oh, that's the same thing I had. So what was the close round for you? What round did you have close and you just gave it to Frampton? Which one was that? I did that.
Yeah, I did it in about round two or three, I think. Hang on, let me get my scorecard. I think it was about round two or three. Like, the first one I kind of went with...
my favorite round was the sixth round. The way that Leo Santa Cruz was digging left hooks to the body that round, it was incredible. Incredible.
That round was given to Frampton, actually.
He buried Frampton that round, bro. It was just so many left hooks to the body. So many. It was crazy.
Yeah, I gave it... Yeah, that was Santa Cruz round two. Yeah, man. Like, even Frampton's inside game, he was working, and he was landing good combinations. But then, just as the fight wore on, Santa Cruz was just landing good counter shots, just to get him off him enough to be able to then keep that range. It was beautiful to watch. It was good. He used his smarts this time. But yeah, 116-112, Cruz. If I don't call him tomorrow, just give me my cry over the airwaves, ain't this?
We do. We have a list. Your name's on that list.
Yeah, whoever deserves crow, they will get it. We got the
we got the official list, not Steve Farhood's list.
KBT, man, thanks for calling in.
Hey, so, did you think round one could have been a tie? Because I was like, holy shit, do I give that to Cruz?
Nah, I gave that to Cruz.
I gave it to Cruz. Ultimately, but I, and right when it was happening and it was over, I was like, holy shit, what a round. who do I give that to? And I just gave it to him for just being the most active and the most sharpest. But Frampton did have some answers, but it was a great fight, man.
Yeah, no, I like the work of Cruz. The first two rounds, I remember giving them to Cruz, if not the third. But I think that on the third, you know, Carl started to come on a little more and do a little more work. He got a little looser, and he started to, you know, kind of gauge that distance better.
Yeah, but that distance never really latched in for him. Santa Cruz just kept it wide or in the middle, and when he was inside, he broke loose.
No, you're right. Because again, in this fight, Santa Cruz finally used his height. Instead of coming forward, you know, he went back, so he never really gave up his height like he did in the first fight. But yeah, man, we still got a lot of callers here, so we're gonna get out to them. Remember that number, 1-425-569-5241. We're looking for your immediate reaction. I know a lot of you guys are calling in. I'm actually connecting now. So in a few seconds, we'll be getting to a bunch more callers, man. But if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Show your appreciation for this late, early morning show. Masterpiece in the chat. What's going on? What's going on?
Talking about appreciation. Don't forget that hashtag, TBV. Appreciation night. And
she wants a text. Girl, you better get that notification. You want in on this?
Why the I never get a text that there is an immediate reaction show?
Yeah. All right. Speaking of immediate reaction, let's get to some of these callers that are waiting here patiently. We got 931. Talk to me. Who's this? 931.
Hey, yo, Ness, I'm going to tell you, I swear to God.
714, talk to me, 714.
Yeah, this is M-Town.
So talk to me, 714.
You got your music up high, or your radio, your boxing voice, that is.
714.
Where's that? Chicago?
All right. Moving on to 615.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Stainless, man. Can you hear me? This is Stainless.
Stainless, what's going on?
Man, ain't nothing, man. What a great night of boxing, right? Hold on. I got too much going on. All right, hello. Can you hear me? I'm clear.
Loud and clear.
What a great month of boxing so far. Hey,
man, the year is just off to a great start, man. I know last show you was talking about, you know, up until, I guess, the Broner fight, which is just, what, 2-3 weeks away. It ain't going to be no good matches. But, man, what a great night of boxing, man. I can't even say month right now, casual, because tonight, you know what I'm saying, you can't even chart tonight with 2 weeks ago when we had Badu Jack. Like,
yeah,
Wade Garcia took out Vlatichin, and I was slipping back and forth, man, when Miura knocked out Roman, you know what I'm saying, to come back like that. And then when I'm watching Santa Cruz, Frampton, flipping back and forth to see Francisco Vargas get TKO. Like, what a night of boxing.
Damn, yo, like, spoiler alert.
I was about to say, hey, nobody's speaking about Vargas.
I'm sorry. I can't do spoilers, man, right now. You know, Ness, like I told you when I put in my down payment to hold my spot for that TBV appreciation, man. I'm a nocturnal insomniac, so I was already up through the night watching up on Patreon, watching, you know, just to build up for this fight, the shit going on with other fights, man. Like, y'all don't understand, man. Like, to be a boxing fan and to see everything that's going on right now and to get that back, you talking immediate reaction. Like, what a night of boxing. That's my immediate reaction. Like, I wasn't let down any. Like, was there a fight that let you down tonight?
Man, I only saw one, and I when I turned on the television, Mikey Garcia, as I mentioned, was walking out. He just looked victorious. So I was like, damn, this must have been a short night. And it sure was for Mikey Garcia. So just that alone was entertaining. And then to see going to the Frampton Santa Cruz fight, like I like to say, man, that was that dose, that good dose too.
703, you're up. Stainless, thanks for calling in, brother. 703, you're live. Who's this? Where you calling from?
I'm just listening.
All right, brother.
Hi, brother.
832, you're live. Who's this? Where you calling from?
832,
it's
Nadia, man, from
H-Town. Houston, right? What's your name?
Nadia from Houston, Texas.
N-A-Y-I-D, last name D-I-A-Z. If y'all want to chop it up with me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I got three things I want to state out. Mikey Garcia, he's always showed the greatness, man. And he's had this promoter issue. And it irks me because I don't know how great he is. But he's got so much potential, but he needs the opponent and the fights. I was happy to see him do his thing. And you got, like, you got Easter in that division. But you got to keep him active to see how truly great he can be. And I think he's got a lot of fire burning in him and in the post-talk, which you got to love for boxing. Last fight. I put my money on Cruz. I didn't think he was going to be able to adjust like the way he did, which kind of showed me that he did miss his dad in the corner on that first fight. He wasn't under training with him. Because usually it favors the boxers in the second fight. They show the better adjustment, and they showed to me. Can't wait for the trilogy. It'll be off the chain. And lastly, I was watching all these other channels, not, you know, doing no promo, but all these other YouTube channels, and I think we fall in love with the brand. And I'm not knocking Andre Ward, but he said something that stood out to me. I saw the ducking under the waist, holding, headbutting, and being dirty. And I know that's part of the game. But at what point do we say we need to stop falling in love with the brand? And it is what it is, but I still love Ward. But we look into the brand, and you can't knock him for what he's done now. He sells out the Oracle Arena in Oakland?
Yeah, something like that.
I forget which one it is, but he's done good, though. But I think it stood out what Fox told me is love the brand, and we fall in love with the brand. And I don't think Ward is that great, man, to be honest. And that's just my opinion, and I'm just a regular spectator who watches boxing. But overall, great night of boxing. Love it, man. I wish I was in New York. I'd go to that event with y'all, man. But
you mentioned Easter.
I'm surprised about the Frampton.
Let me ask you a question. You mentioned Easter against Mikey Garcia. Doesn't Easter have to – what's Easter's first name again? Easter Jr.?
Robert
Easter Jr. So you mentioned Robert Easter Jr. against Mikey Garcia, but doesn't Robert Easter Jr. still have to be built up a little bit? Because he's looking good. You don't want to take that from him.
Real good. I mean, with that length and that height, man, he looks, I don't want to say unstoppable, but it's scary to fight him. You're going to need somebody, you know you are, right? You're going to need somebody who can get him. He struggled against another black American African fighter like 4 or 5 months ago. What was his name? I think he was African, dude.
Nadia, I got immediate reaction, baby. I got to get to some other callers, man. Please don't get upset, but we got too many. 931, immediate reaction. Talk to me. Carl Frampton, Leo Santa Cruz.
Yo, this is M-Town.
M-Town.
Talk to me, M-Town.
Yeah, man, this is why I love boxing, man. This is why I love boxing. Good-ass fights on good-ass nights. That's what I'm saying. I hate these shoulda, woulda, coulda fights. The best fighting the best, undefeated versus, you know, one-time defeated. It don't matter. It's a rematch. This is what we need in boxing. We need the best fighting the best. I know we got Thurman Garcia fighting each other pretty soon or whatever, but
Granada, Brona fighting.
Frampton, I thought Frampton was... Exactly, man. That's what we need in boxing, man. I get tired of them taking advantage of boxing fans, man. It's like we some suckers, man. We take whatever they feed us and then try to make a story out of it, man. I hate that, man. I really hate that. But I take it, man. I love it. I picked Frampton. What's up?
I said it was that's called the build-up. They give us the build-up first.
Yeah, they give us a build up to some bullshit though. That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't gotta accept the bullshit. This is a legit fight, man. I can go on with this Pacquiao, whoever the fuck he fighting. I don't even know who he fighting. And go on and on. But I'm just saying,
like, who the fuck is that guy?
Appreciate the fight. Exactly. But you know, I pick Frampton. Santa Cruz made the right adjustments in his fight, man. He kept his range, he kept the jab going. I don't think Frampton had anything to do with that jab. He couldn't fuck with that jab at all.
Not at all.
And I like to see a grudge match. And, you know, just keep it going, man. That's what I like about boxing. The fight, the best fight and the best, man. But they all of them running for rigged out. And that's my call.
Yeah, he's getting old.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We're going to 831.
Wait, Ness, real quick. Real quick on this one. So Floyd Mayweather was on tonight, and he said fans want to see.
Fans probably want to see that. Don't nobody.
I was gonna ask you, is that something you want to see?
Nah.
He tested the waters. Yeah, the fans want to see that. Not me.
I know. Listen, I got to get to two callers real quick. Go 831. You got 10 seconds. Nine.
Hey. Yo, it's the dude in the house. What's up, fellas?
What up, that dude?
Top it off. What up, fellas? Hey, man, this night could only get better with the boxing voice on. Let us, the fans here, express our feelings as well. You know what I mean? I can't wait for the trilogy. It's going to get better. Leo Santa Cruz versus Carl Frampton. Leo adjusted. Frampton didn't expect it. Frampton is now going to adjust to Leo. Leo has to adjust to that, so the fight's going to be even better. I predict a knockout in that fight. Mikey Garcia, I don't know who's going to fight next. Homeboy's back. It's on. I'll let the next caller call in. What's up, fellas? Have a good night.
Good night.
El Dude, I can't wait for El Dude to come to one of the events, man. He's always been very poetic in the comments for years, man. He's finally back. 951, maybe compa. I don't know. Talk to me.
Compa.
951, go on once.
Yo, what's up? Yeah, I was calling just because I was right now of boxing. We need to see that Mikey Garcia maybe just step up, you know, something to like a Terrence Crawford or something, because Mikey Garcia is a big boy and he could punch hard. So I think he could overtake that division. So he's a pretty powerful. So he could be in the pound for pound, you know, talk and stuff. And also another thing, let's see, what I want to say? That Miguel Richet tonight put it down. He threw it down.
Oh, stick to Carl Frampton, baby. Immediate reaction on Carl Frampton, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to get the bet here. 719, you're up. Who's this? Carl Frampton, Leo Santa Cruz, immediate reaction.
No, I just wanted to give you guys, this is the first time calling, but you guys have a good show and everything. And just wanted to point out that I honestly believe if Leo's dad was healthy the first fight, you know, he would have given Frampton a beating. He would have won that fight, basically, but it was definitely a good fight. He adjusted. He actually surprised me with, you know, how he was able to box on the back foot and everything. So definitely a good win for Leo, but the scorecards were just BS.
There was one scorecard that was BS.
It should have been a lot wider than it would have.
One bad scorecard, that's all. But listen, 719, man, what is your name?
Jay.
Jay, where are you calling in from?
Colorado.
Oh, Colorado. Must be nice. Listen, Jay.
I always watch your show. First time calling in, though.
Great, man. We appreciate it. We're gonna take you down, Jay, and we hope that now you know you continue to call in and you go from a first time caller to a alumni caller. You know what I mean? An alumni caller, and then from an alumni caller,
absolutely,
to a TBV appreciation night
gatherer,
is it a brother or gatherer, as casual says. All right, man. Thank you for calling in, brother. Have a good night. 760, you're up. Who's this? Where are you calling in from?
This is Danilo D.
Danilo D, where are you calling in from, brother?
High Desert, California. From High Desert, California.
High Desert, California.
High Desert, California. Just a great night of boxing, guys. Great show. I was one of the doubters. Leo Santa Cruz from his last fight, but I was impressed tonight. Good boxing, and he looked sharp. Let's do it again.
You said Desi D?
Danilo D.
Oh, Danilo. D, all right, Danilo. Well, yeah. Thank you for calling in, brother. We appreciate it. Damn, we made it. We did it. Thank everybody that called in. Obviously, we want to, you know, thank everyone that called in. We want to thank all our listeners. If you're watching this in the future, present, past, hit that thumbs up button. If you're interested in gathering like we wanted, you know, all these other callers to do so, head on over to theboxingvoice.com/reunion. Click that big play button in the middle and see what it is that we do at our TBV Appreciation Nights. Listen to the awards that we give our callers and listeners. You know, check the fighters that come hang out. And this year is the biggest guest list. Thus far, we already got plus 20 names confirmed already. I mean, this is going to be a winner chicken dinner. Enrique, talk to me.
Yes, indeed. And everyone gets better. It was from rustic to villa and now to industrial with a skyline, a New York City Soho that is right before the night of the big fight, Thurman versus Danny Garcia. So if you're
March
in town,
3rd, Friday night.
Right. So if you're in town, make sure you go on to that boxingvoice.com/RSVP and get
/reunion. And DJ Hollywood of Hot 97, 105, Power 105, and Sirius XM will be in the building all the entire time, all hours of that we will be there. You know, we're also going to have some special guests.
Open bar.
Entertainments. Open bar, top shelf. Got that Jameson for my whiskey drinkers. We'll be sure to have that Hennessy for JP and them this time for sure, you know.
And you can follow me at Fight Talk on Instagram. And my Twitter handle is TBV_TheCasualFan.
And I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Catch me on Instagram and Twitter at NesGTO. Thumbs up. Hit him anytime. Future, present, past. We out.
Stay tuned.